Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 167. My name is John. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I was on the Twitter. Yes, I know, it's really X, but I'm still calling it the Twitter. Thank you, Betty White. I was on Twitter earlier, and I ran across a post from @JordanSchachtel. And he was asking for the most overrated city in America. Well, of course, this got me thinking of which town I've visited that I would consider the most overrated. That part was pretty easy. But then I decided to rank them and turn them into a podcast. But of course, then I decided to do every place I have visited and ranked them. And then I decided that that was too broad to do that. So I split it into five different categories. The first was the cities. This is the second of the list, the towns. So first off, for me, most overrated, of course, means the biggest distance between the hype a town receives versus my personal experiences. Second, as I prefer to do, I'm going to go from the worst to the best, so I get my most overrated out of the way right up front. Third, you'll notice there won't be any Texas towns on this list, because Texas is its own category. Last, I had to make some kind of dividing line between what is considered a big city and what is not. So I decided that if they have a team in one of the four major North American sports leagues, NFL, MLB, NBA, or NHL, they qualify. This list features the municipalities that I visited that don't have a major sports team, and there are quite a few more on this list than there were on the big city list. I want to say there's upwards of 40 plus in this one, so there's a lot. Let me get, of course, again, the worst out of the way. So, first tier, worst and overrated. But, unlike the big city list, I could probably be persuaded to revisit even the most disappointing of these towns. Bottom of the list, Eureka Springs, Arkansas. It's a little kind of artsy-fartsy Arkansas hamlet that really seemed like a total waste of a day trip from Hot Springs, requiring the long and winding drive through the Ozarks. Didn't care for it. Next is Santa Fe, New Mexico. All the pretentiousness of Austin, but in an adobe motif. The Capitol building was nice and unique, and some of the art pieces around the town were interesting, but I couldn't see why so many people recommended it. That's the only two in the bottom tier. The next tier, the jury's still out. These are places where I just don't think I had enough time to get a good feel for it. So I'd be up for going back and see if I could get a better idea of what the place is all about. Cocoa Beach. We drove out there because we had a rental car for a day and some time to kill. We found a fantastic restaurant called Lobster Shanty with one of the best appetizers we ever had, conch fritters, dusted in powdered sugar of all things. Unfortunately, I heard the restaurant closed a few years ago. But the beach was nice though. Malad, Idaho. To be honest, I just wanted to say that I went to Idaho. So, after the Golden Spike, which will be featured on another list, I talked Gina into driving up into Idaho and just stopping at the first town we found. We ended up having a really nice lunch and a conversation with the owner at the Pines Restaurant, but that's all we ever did. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We stopped for lunch there on our way from Memphis to Pensacola. And I wanted to stop in Tuscaloosa because of the classic Groucho Marx joke. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Groucho Marx Tuscaloosa. I don't remember the name of the restaurant where we went to, but I do remember it being very good, and the area seemed very nice. Durham, North Carolina. Bull Durham is one of my all-time favorite movies, so passing through on our way back to Charlotte, I stopped so I could get a photograph of the Durham Bulls ballpark. But it turns out it was under renovations, and the field was completely torn up. I did manage, though, to get a photograph of the Hit Bull Win Stake sign, so that was pretty cool. Maybe one of these days we could go back and I can actually catch a game. Next, York, Pennsylvania. This was a cute town that we stopped for lunch at on our way out to Amish country. There was some artwork on the street corners, but we only stayed long enough to eat, so I didn't really get a good feel of the place. Next up, York, Maine. We went there to see Nubble Lighthouse, which, until we got there, we didn't realize was covered in scaffolding for renovations. Most of the restaurants were closed for the season when we got there, but fortunately, one was opened, and it allowed us to eat a lobster dinner in Maine and check it off our bucket list. Ogden, Utah. We stopped there for an afternoon on our way back from our trip to the Golden Spike in Idaho. All we really did was walk around their downtown area to find their painted horse statues. And to be perfectly honest, you're going to hear a lot more about painted fill-in-the-blank statues on this and other lists. But Ogden, Utah was a nice little town. I'd be happy to go back. Moab, Utah. I would go back there because it's the town right outside of Arches National Park, which will be featured on another list. We only went there for lunch, but it was really good, and it seemed like a nice, quiet little town. Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We had just flown in to Boston. Stood in a ridiculously long rental car line after hours on our flight, and we decided to drive down to Rhode Island to get an early dinner. And we ended up at the surprisingly tiny Heritage Restaurant. None of the tables were available, so we sat at the counter. The locals on either side of us struck up conversations. And the next thing we know, the people at the counter and the people in the tables behind us, basically half the people in the restaurant, were giving us suggestions on places to go and things to see that the tourists miss. As we left, everybody was shaking our hands, saying goodbye, wishing us well, and it was one of the sweetest experiences we ever had. And I would love to go back just because of those wonderful people. Next tier. Glad I got to see it. I'm glad I went there. I wouldn't resist going back, but I'm not actively seeking to go back again. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Good food, good beer. We had dinner there one night and stopped by to walk around the town a bit and have lunch before heading to the airport. I remember a preacher standing in the town square giving an old-fashioned fire and brimstone speech. He had quite the booming voice. And I was tempted to challenge him, given my background. But Gina gave me that look, and I let it be. Next, Intercourse, Pennsylvania. there is a sign greeting people who are coming, arriving into the town. The sign says, "Welcome to Intercourse." Well, Intercourse welcomes me, and I welcome Intercourse. Thankfully, we didn't make it to the nearby town of Blue Ball. Colorado Springs. There are two areas close to Colorado Springs that I'm going to cover on, I believe it's the next list. But the city itself was, you know, I can't really remember anything about the city or any place we ate there. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I mentioned in the first list how plastic Miami felt. Fort Lauderdale has none of that. It's a much more natural feeling, more genuine. And you could at least find shade on the beach. But I've been to better beaches in Florida. Alamogordo, New Mexico. We stopped briefly during our day trip out to White Sands at the pistachio farm with the world's largest pistachio, which was a giant statue, not a real pistachio, much to Gina's dismay. Ruidoso, New Mexico. That's part of the same day trip as Alamogordo. We stopped there for breakfast, and it seemed like a nice, quiet, quaint little town, up higher in the mountains, so a lot cooler, too. Park City, Utah. They held the Olympics there, you know. They'll remind you of that pretty much everywhere you go. It is a nice place, very pretty, and they are the home of Wasatch Brewery, which makes a pretty darn good beer. Mobile, Alabama. We went there on a day trip while we were staying in Biloxi. They have some good beer and some really good food, and they have giant painted oyster shells around the town, and we spent pretty much half of our time just walking around trying to find those oyster shells. Astoria, Oregon. This town is, of course, best known as the setting for the 80s classic The Goonies, and I believe also Kindergarten Cop. And we were fortunate enough to be able to get up there and see the house a few months before the owners of the private drive stopped allowing people up there because apparently there were some very rude people going up there. Keene, New Hampshire. Keene is Gina's college town. We visited her alma mater there and had lunch at a local restaurant. And apparently some scenes from Jumanji were filmed there as well. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is just a really nice beach town with some good places to eat. And we had a fun time at their minor league affiliate, the single A Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Now, one of the best things about going to the beach for me is to, you know, check out the eye candy. It's one of Gina's favorite things too, but I doubt she'll admit it. But be warned. In Myrtle Beach, the eye candy is sugar-free. Boulder City, Nevada. This was a town built to house the workers on the Hoover Dam. We had some decent barbecue there. The historic downtown had some nice artwork. And Hemingway Park is nice and relaxing. I just wish we got to see the bighorn sheep that visit the park. But each time we went there, unfortunately, they never showed up. Cheyenne, Wyoming. To be honest, just like Idaho, I only insisted on going there during our Denver trip so I could say I'd been to Wyoming. We had dinner our one night there at a forgettable sports bar. The next day, though, we enjoyed a tour of the Capitol building, the old governor's mansion, and they have some big painted cowboy boot statues around town. And as you can tell by some of these examples that I've mentioned, we are suckers for kitschy painted fiberglass statues, and we will wander around a town looking for them anytime. Top tier. I'm ready to go back. I have visited a lot of towns I really enjoyed, so this part is nearly as long as the rest of the list. In fact, I think this list of towns that I am ready to go back to is longer than the entire list of all the big cities that I have visited, worst to best. But here they are, ready to go back. First off, Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Now, these two kind of go hand in hand for me because we visited them on the same trip. Both have a southern charm with super friendly people, great comfort food, and a bittersweet history. Sometimes much more bitter than sweet. But I would go back to either of them in a heartbeat. Hot Springs, Arkansas. I don't rank this one higher because this is one spot that we do visit quite often. And in fact, I covered our most recent visit in a previous podcast. In fact, we're going back up again in a couple of weeks. We usually go in the late spring to relax in the pools, get a couples massage, walk the historic downtown area, and explore the ever-expanding restaurant scene. It's about a 10-hour drive for us, but it's worth it. Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Really, this and the next two kind of go together because they were all on the same vacation a couple years ago. Cloudcroft is a pretty quick drive up from Alamogordo into the mountains. The main town is a couple of blocks long, with some really nice shops, and they also have a really good brewery. Albuquerque. So, the way I look at it is, Albuquerque is Santa Fe without the pretentiousness. I go in depth in a previous podcast on this, of course, but we had great food, good beer, a great time atop Sandia Mountain, and I would definitely go back to Albuquerque. I really liked it. Roswell, New Mexico. Now, the little town is not where the UFO supposedly crashed. It just happened to be the nearest. I believe it's something like 35 to 50 miles away from where this crash supposedly happened. But the alien theme is great. From the statues all around town, to the spaceship-shaped McDonald's. The UFO Museum is an absolute must if you're going to Roswell. And it really is a great deal. I think it was only like $5 to get in. Totally worth it. And there's a mixture of interviews, of, you know, people who supposedly witnessed the event. There's a little like 30-minute film you can watch. There's all kinds of little artifacts, machinery that was used to supposedly detect things that happened and so forth. But there's also other supposed extraterrestrial encounters that the museum likes to highlight in one area, and another section devoted to Hollywood's take on aliens. I'm actually surprised Roswell doesn't do more with the whole alien thing, but that's just me. Pensacola. I hear Destin is even nicer, but Pensacola has the best Florida beach that I've been to, and some really good restaurants. We only got to stay there a couple of nights, but I'd go back in a heartbeat. Salem, Massachusetts. Oh, come on. It's Salem. The history, the mystique. And it was in mid-October and they were gearing up for Halloween. I'd love to go back for a lot more. Key West. We only got to spend one afternoon there on a cruise stop. Key Lime Pie in Key West is definitely one I can check off my list. The Butterfly Sanctuary was a wonderful surprise, but the big reason Gina and I would go back? The Hemingway House, with their polydactyl cats. If you don't know what a polydactyl is, look it up. Next up, got four for you, all at once. Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi, and Ocean Springs. These can all go together as they are all along a 35-mile stretch of I-90 along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I go into depth in a previous podcast, but Bay St. Louis is a quiet bay town. Biloxi is a fun place to chill on the beach, maybe do a little gambling. Ocean Springs has that historic downtown charm with some really good breweries. The food in all of these places was excellent, with Gulfport offering the more upscale fare, and I would love to go back again. Lititz, Pennsylvania. It's a charming little hamlet in Amish country. They have the oldest hard pretzel factory in the United States, where you can go and learn how to hand roll pretzels. This is also where I had my favorite burger in all of my travels, the Sasquatch Burger at Appalachian Brewing Company. Next, Hershey, Pennsylvania. Even if you aren't a fan of Hershey's chocolate, take a trolley tour of the town and learn its history. It's well worth the time. The town does indeed smell like chocolate. You can go to the factory, but you don't really tour it. You just go to an adjacent area for tourists to learn about how chocolate is made and view all kinds of exhibits, but you don't actually see the factory itself. Tillamook, Oregon. Two cheese factories. Blue Heron, a humble little place where you can actually pet the farm animals. The other is Tillamook Creamery. Big business with factory tours, but some of the best ice cream I have ever had. Salted butterscotch ice cream. Oh my God. Plus, the best BLT Gina ever had. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but I'd like to find out, Oregon has the best bacon anywhere. Next up, and number two on the list, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Gina took me there to show me where she spent some of her high school years. I really like the tugboats, and the historic downtown is just absolutely charming. I had my first New England fog, which is a London fog with maple syrup. And for those of you who don't know, a London fog is Earl Grey tea and steamed milk. But most of all, I want to take Gina back there just so I could see that nostalgic smile on her face again. And in all these towns, number one, Seaside, Oregon. Now, this is a wonderful beachside town that I dream about visiting again, especially if I could once again experience the perfect weather we had, with low 70s in the day and 50s at night in the middle of June. Now, that's a great escape from the Texas heat. This is all where my whole kite flying on vacation thing started. The fresh air and the relaxing memories, it just takes my mind to peaceful places. So yeah, I would love to be in Seaside, Oregon again. Now, as you can probably tell, I really enjoy little towns far more than big cities. For the most part, I would take anything on this list over almost anything from the big city list. I've referenced podcasts that I've done on some of these places, but if you'd like me to talk more about any of them, feel free to message me on the Twitter. Yes, I know it's X now. Just go with it. And maybe you prefer big cities more. Maybe it's just a personal preference. It depends upon whether you lean toward skyscrapers and high society or laid-back locals and historic downtowns. I just know where I gravitate. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.